6 creation days. Is it limiting God?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular guest on radio and TV talk show programs. Well, Ken, why would believing in 6 literal days of creation be limiting God?
I was on a Christian radio talk show when a caller accused me of limiting God. And you know why? Because I insisted that the days of creation in Genesis chapter 1 were ordinary solar days. This caller said she didn't limit God to 6 days. She allowed him billions of years to create. I responded to her by saying, God could do anything he wanted to do. He could create the universe in 6 seconds, 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 billion years. But it's not a matter of what he could do. It's a matter of what he said he did do. I explained to this caller that I didn't limit God in any way, but I did limit myself. I limited myself to letting God tell me what he did from his word. And if what God tells me in his word is different to what the world is saying, then the world's theories were wrong. One of the problems with the church today is that instead of limiting ourselves to God's word for hearing the truth of creation, people limit God to man's fallible theories. We need to return to getting our answers to the origin of life from the word of God instead of sinful, fallible men.
The Bible also gives us the answers to the real history of the earth, including whether or not there was a worldwide flood. Visit our attractive and popular website, AnswersRadio.com, for Ken Ham's new booklet on the flood. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.